And our guest in the cafe this morning is Autumn Johnson, the Director of Campus Recreation at A&M Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we talked with Autumn about, of course, events going on with Campus Recreation, but also just kind of wellness is our subject area. And we're going to talk about some physical activity guidelines that have been issued that are different, somewhat different than they have been in the past. But first, let's talk about Fit-tober, which has kind of become now an annual event.
Yeah, this is the third year we're doing Fit-ober.
Fit-ober.
I know. I try to say it like as quick as I can. And it's basically just a fitness opportunity where you log your physical activity with Campus Recreation, and you have a chance to enter in for prizes. And so you get a team of four. And you log your physical activity. Every team member logs their physical activity, and then we have prizes. And what's great is that you don't even have to be a member of the MRC to participate.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do your physical activity anywhere, and you can count those minutes.
I see. And you don't have to come in and work in the gym in particular.
Correct.
Or swim in the pool or anything like
you
that.
You can do anything on your own.
Although that would be great, but just walking is good.
Yes, walking. Anything that you normally do, you can count those minutes.
Uh-huh. And it's the honor system then, kind of.
It is the honor system. Yes, it is.
Yeah. But teams of four. And then what, you want to discuss some of the prizes that are available?
Yeah. So there are a lot of nutrition type prizes. So we have Magic Bullet blenders, we have JBL speakers, and we have massage guns.
Okay. Oh, massage guns.
Yeah.
Well, I've never heard of that. That sounds, wow. I don't know what
if you have
about
some
that.
Sore muscles, they are just
right?
great.
Really?
Yeah.
But kind of like a mixer that you would mix up bread with or something. Yeah. How about that? Well, good. So I guess people can go to your website and register or come by the building.
Either way, yes.
The Morris Rec Center.
Yeah.
And do that. And that'll be going on all through October, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Autumn showed me an article on this, as it turns out, is from National Public Radio, NPR. New physical activity guidelines urge Americans move more, sit less. Now, it's not like this is the first time we've heard this,
right.
Autumn, but nevertheless, they have some specific guidelines. And one of the things that caught my attention in this article, it says, compared with 1960, so well over 50 years ago now, workers in the U.S. burn about 140 fewer calories on average per day than we did in 1960.
And it's not surprising. I mean, many of us have jobs where we're sitting for long periods of time, and so we just naturally are not as active as we used to be.
I guess there are more jobs. There were more jobs in 1960 that required physical activity than there are today.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah. We're talking with Autumn Johnson, and Autumn is the Director of Campus Recreation at A&M Commerce. So you need to get up and move around now. Another thing that it says here, as far as the previous guidelines were concerned, these are not all that different than what was issued in 2008. But as of the 2008 guidelines, only about 20% of Americans were meeting those guidelines for physical activity.
Yeah, so I would guess that the majority of those listening this morning would be in the category of not reaching the guidelines. And the guidelines are 150 minutes weekly of moderate physical activity.
Mm-hmm.
Moderate physical activity could be something like walking. Walking is moderate.
Yeah.
And so 80% of Americans are not reaching that guideline.
Yeah, that's astounding. And 150 minutes a week, so that's a little over 2 hours a week.
Yeah, and you know, you can break it down to say 22 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm. 22 minutes a day. And as it points out in the article, people think, well, I've got to go to a gym, or I've got to have some, you know, super sort of organized thing. And as we discussed just, you know, a few moments ago about Fit-tober, it can just be something as simple as just walking. But another thing that is interesting in this article, that the thought used to be you needed to do at least 10 minutes at a time, but that's not considered so anymore.
Yeah, the research has shown that you can do increments as little as a couple minutes of moderate physical activity, and that will count towards the 150 minutes. And so it becomes a lot more manageable to put physical activity into your day if you think about a couple minutes here, a couple minutes mm-hmm. there.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to set aside
exactly
a half hour or certainly not an hour to do it then. And,
yeah.
and it's kind of a thing, if you have a sedentary type job, and so many people do, you're sitting at a desk and, you know, doing work on the computer all day, but somehow remind yourself every so often to get up and go for
yeah.
a short walk. And it might be as short as, you say, 2 minutes, or it might be go outside and walk around the block, something like that.
Yeah, taking breaks regularly throughout work. I think about like parking farther away when you mm-hmm. go shopping, or maybe taking the stairs instead of the elevator. Just those small things that you incorporate into your life could get you to those 22 minutes a day.
The stairs are a great suggestion if you work in a building where people take the elevator without even thinking about it, and that's a great exercise to go up the stairs several times
yeah.
a day. Well, so we'll make a link to this article. And if people want to participate, compete in the Fittober thing, go to your website, go to the building.
Or visit us. Yeah.
Or just walk in the building. Autumn, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Autumn Johnson, who is Director of Campus Recreation at A&M Commerce. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.